As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This is the Toto song that Mervis said he used as his walk-up song in Chicago last season. Love this song. I love Matt Mervis. That was absolutely delightful. Very glad he made time for us on a game day. He's playing tonight. It's not like when you get a pitcher on and they're not going to pitch for another couple days. Like, they're playing tonight. That was nice of him to make time. I thought he was terrific. I thought he played along with everything perfectly, and I think we'll be able to make him a friend of the program. So I was absolutely delighted by that appearance, and I'm guessing, are we all going to bet? I know we got a Heat game to worry about tonight, but are we all going to bet Matt Mervis ding-dongs tonight?
I'm in.
I mean, he said he'd give a shout-out to the Mervis militia if he gets the post-game interview. Let's see if they have modified the lines for his home runs. Plus 375. So like the first time I bet it was like plus 675. The other night was like plus 450. And now it's down to plus 375. And he's hitting against Zach Wheeler tonight, which is not easy. But I'm betting it.
I just bet it. I like
it. Bet him to hit two ding-dongs at plus 4,000.
You always push. You push everything too far.
I mean, he's had a multi-home run game already this season.
I'll put in the one.
All right. I'm putting in one as well.
He's cool, though, man. I like him.
Yeah, it was fun, right?
Yes, yes. But he's just laid back, you know, smart dude, understands the game, you know, and understands his ascension early with the Marlins. Like, I really liked him.
Yeah, it was very cool. And I wasn't even lying with them. You know, they've given us reasons, him specifically, to be interested in this Marlins team. You know, like it's been fun. While they're under 500 now, they started out hot and they're playing some decently competitive baseball. Clayton McCullough's got to let him hit against lefties. I did my part, Mervis Militia. Now it's up to Clayton McCullough.
But I had the same question, like the low expectations. You asked, like, just not, and he kind of explained. He was like, we had no, you know, there was no expectations. There was no high, we have to do this, so it takes the pressure off. It was like, now we're just out there playing ball, which makes a lot of sense.
Let's do a little cat talk. Start out the 3 o'clock hour here. So we've got Heat, and obviously that was fun with Matt Mervis. We do have Panthers playoffs coming up starting Tuesday. Mervis.
Militia.
Rare.
I was hoping you'd do that.
Cat Talk is brought to you by our friends at Hollywood Kia. Get the start treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in South Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com. Oh, yeah, I do Cat Talk. The Florida Panthers will play game one against the Tampa Bay Mother Bleepin' Lightning coming up on Tuesday. And, gentlemen, I am still trying to figure out if Matthew Tkachuk is officially going to play or not. Officially. I want, like, official word.
I think it's pretty done deal. I think he said everybody's going to be available. And they have a nice long break there. I think we're good to go, man.
Okay. Okay.
I can't wait to see these lineups with everybody. With Marchand, with...
When you have Bennett, Marchand, Tkachuk, that line, that line is as bruising a line. Like, you just, I can't imagine you want to be out on the ice when that line is out there.
The power plays, I can't wait to watch this playoff.
Doesn't concern you that Chucky wasn't at practice today?
It doesn't, just based on what I've heard Paul Maurice say all week.
Cool.
Have you ever seen a cheetah stretch? No, they just go eat, Solana. They just go eat.
I stretch.
Jimmy. Yeah, I've seen Jimmy stretch. All right, let's get headlines. Chris Whittingham is going to join us this hour. Inter Miami plays tomorrow. And then what do they have? The CONCACAF semifinals, Solana, next week?
Yeah, Champions Cup for the CONCACAF.
Which one's more important, do you think?
The regular season game or the semifinal
game? The MLS game tomorrow or the CONCACAF. Like, Witty's told us before, like, this CONCACAF means a lot to them.
So when you're ranking, like, importance of tournaments right now, Champions Cup is at the top currently. I think Inter Miami would love to win the actual FIFA Club World Cup, which they're a part of. Remember, the opening game is in Miami at Hard Rock Stadium. That's in late June or early June. I think they would love to win that over everything. They're going to make the MLS playoffs. The goal is to be healthy come MLS playoff time. That's September, October, November. So that's a ways away. So definitely the game against Vancouver.
All right. So Witty's going to join us. We also have one final Twin Peaks gift card to give away this afternoon. It's a $50 gift card to eat, drink, and watch sports at Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. We'll give away a $50 gift card sometime before 5:45 today. Headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour, brought to you by our friends at Hollywood Kia. No, Doral Kia. I had to get my line straight. I was on Cat Talk. Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Do you guys want to revisit the Aaron Rodgers stuff? Because we never actually got to it yesterday.
We got so much stuff going on locally. Who cares?
Right. What did you get to yesterday before the Aaron Rodgers? It was goofy.
Yeah, no, we ended up having a conversation. When was it?
You showed Jimmy his gift from Europe, which was prawn chips, prawn Pringles.
Those are good, man. Prawn cocktail.
Nobody wants no damn shrimp chips.
Not shrimp chips. Prawn cocktail Pringles.
A prawn's a big-ass shrimp, Huck.
Nah, there's got to be something different between a prawn and a shrimp.
Yeah, size.
What's the difference between a prawn and a shrimp?
I've got it here. If you want the
shrimps tend to be smaller and have a more curved body.
Huh.
Prawns are typically larger and have straighter bodies. So it's more than just the size.
So size.
More than size. Shrimps have Peyronie's disease.
They got a little curve in the back.
Got a little curve.
Prawn's a big ass shrimp, Hawk.
And there's some other stuff that's different too. What's the difference between a gator and a
Crocodile. Habitat and the snout.
The habitat, the size of their snouts, the size of them. Crocodiles are gigantic, 20 feet. Alligators, you know.
Bigger than crazy. Alligators?
Yes.
The largest crocodile would be bigger than the larger alligator for sure.
And crocodiles can go in saltwater. Alligators can't.
Do they have crocodiles in the Everglades, or is that exclusively alligators?
So
well, down
they do.
Down south they can because it's brackish water where it's salt and fresh water mixed.
Yeah.
But yeah, a little cutesy with the brackish water. Nobody knows what you're talking about. Brackish.
It's a lot of, how can he ask us a question and the answer doesn't appease him?
I didn't know you were going to blurt out brackish water. I mean, what are we doing here, Jack Hanna?
I've been stalked by a saltwater crocodile.
Really?
Yeah, crocodiles are intelligent. And the dude, I'm out there, I'm in Key Largo, and I go out with some, you know, one of my friends, give me a number to a boat captain. And we're on a little bitty 17-foot little skiff. You like that word, too, skiff. I didn't say boat. I said skiff.
Yeah. Skiff is cool, too, because a skiff in Washington, D.C., that is a secure communications room. That was the whole thing with, you know, having the conversations over, I forget what it was, WhatsApp or Telegram or whatever. A skiff is a secure communications room in Washington where you have highly classified conversations.
Oh, I think we lost Crowder for a second. I thought
Honey, I thought he was just very interested in what I was saying because he looks pensive.
He looks so engaged.
Yeah. But it's just his screen is frozen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What does SCIF stand for in DC? Is it Secure Communications?
You got me. There we go. I was actually very interested in this story of Crowder being stalked by a crocodile.
Sensitive, compartmented information facility.
Wow.
That's what a skiff means in Washington, D.C.
I'm talking about a little bitty boat.
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting because you used brackish, didn't care, and then you said you're impressed with skiff, but I am, but for a whole other reason. I was thinking about a skiff that you weren't referencing.
So, I go out on this boat, and the guy tells us, you know what the Thousand Islands are down there? They're like
dressing?
South of like Naples.
When you go mayo across and Alligator ketchup, Alley, no?
mayo you go and ketchup. South, and there's just a whole bunch of little islands out there, and it's like a saltwater, freshwater mixture. It's great fishing out there. So this guy is like, hey, I know this spot that we can go fish, but don't be scared. Because there's going to be a big-ass crocodile in there, and he's going to sit underneath the boat the whole time we fish. So when you catch a fish, you have to get in the boat real fast. The damn crocodile figured out every boat that comes down this little river is going to have fish coming towards it. So when you got in the river, this was a 16, 17-foot crocodile, as big as the boat, and he would swim directly under the boat. And every time you caught a redfish or a snook, he would try to go out and take it from you. Like, he would try to come out and bite it off your line if you didn't get in the boat fast enough. And he follows you the whole river when you turn around and follow you. And so you're sitting there in 6 feet of water. There is a 1,000-pound crocodile underneath a boat, the same size as your boat, waiting for you to catch a fish. It was the crazy... And I told the guy at some point,
that's wrong.
Like,
he did. That would happen to be coincidence.
No,
you were in his fishing lane.
Richard,
he didn't track you. He didn't figure anything out. The crocodile's been there forever. You happened to be on his route.
Hawk, and why was he swimming under the boat for 35 minutes?
Because he swims underwater. I mean, you could have anything on the top of the water. He's going
to
swim under it.
Because he knew what was about to happen.
Not impressive at all.
His name is Captain Richard Black. He's one of the best in the Keys.
The crocodile?
And... nobody names a crocodile.
Well, they named Dundee.
Captain Richard Black out of Key Largo. Crocodiles are intelligent and big as hell. Alligators are dumb.
No, they're not.
And they're not as big.
They're not dumb.
Alligators are stupid as all get up. I kill alligators. They're stupid.
Only the ones that go to the University of Florida.
Hey, let's go.
I'm going to kill both of y'all.
Talk about brackish water.
Walked right in
Gainesville. Yeah. All right, give us some headlines here.
You know, Hawk, though, no joke, Crowder's right. Seriously, no trolling here. Crocodiles are prehistoric. Like, they were eating dinosaurs, and they're still alive. They deserve some respect from us simple humans.
But alligators weren't?
I don't believe alligators were around during the
really?
Prehistoric era. Yeah.
You can walk up to an alligator and close its mouth, and it doesn't know it.
Well, it does know it. It just doesn't have any jaw muscles. No, like I've read that. It's not that he doesn't know his mouth is closed. He has no device to open it.
You're sitting at Meisner Park. I walk up to you and Lori's sitting, and I grab your bottom jaw.
I'm not
and
an just alligator.
Start your mouth because you're intelligent enough to know why is this dude touching my face.
He knows his mouth is closed or open. He can't open it.
He's not intelligent enough to
That's
know
like
that
saying you come up and you give me a bear
face.
Hug and I can't get my arms free. Well, I don't even know my arms are being held down. No, I know. I just can't do anything about it.
He can. He can back up. He could step back, right?
I want to do this show with Matt Mervis.
Alligators are dumb. They're very unintelligent creatures.
That's true.
It's very, and I'm a gator. Florida Gators, Gator Chomp.
Siri, we know. Is an alligator dumber than a crocodile?
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, indecision. Overthinking, second-guessing every choice you make. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Says, I can use ChatGPT to answer that.
I don't want the AI. I don't trust it. I've seen the Terminator.
Now wants me to give it permissions or something. I don't know
what's going on. I've watched Terminator. I don't trust Skynet.
Back in my day, you could just ask Google. You'd get an answer. Now I got to start opening apps. I don't know.
Crocodiles are generally considered more intelligent. Emphasis. I can't even say the next word.
Please tell me what that next word is.
But I love the fact that he's talking about how intelligent crocodiles are, but he can't get the next word out.
What's the next word, Solana?
Sophisticated.
Now I see why you had such difficulties.
That pH ain't supposed to sound like an F.
Listen, yesterday Jimmy told us his favorite rock and roll band is Led Zeppelin.
Supper. Man, Jimmy, you my man.
Right on, brother.
So pista.
I was wrong, by the way. Crocodiles and alligators both swam with the dinosaurs. They were alive at the same time.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense. Like, how would an alligator have developed years after crocodiles?
I thought alligators evolved to live in fresh water much longer. Like, many years later. It's just what I thought. But that's something I probably just made up in my mind.
Yeah, no. Crocodiles are more evolved, more intelligent, and just better reptiles than alligators. They are.
Better. Just better.
They're better. Yeah.
Mm. Right. I don't take issue with that.
Alligators are Norris Cole. Crocodiles are Dwayne Wade.
Now I understand. I had no idea what was going on here. All right. Any headlines, Solana?
Kind of like this better where we just argue about things we don't know anything about.
Well, that's the amazing thing about it is we will argue to the death about things we literally have no ideas about.
No, you guys have no ideas. This
I
is
told
my
Matt this Mervis is my realm. How Clayton McCullough should manage the Marlins. I've never played organized baseball in my life.
The Heat do play the Hawks tonight, 7 p.m. in Atlanta. Winner gets
still
Cleveland
one
in round one.
Let's see. Yeah, 1.5 still. Heat 1.5-point favorites in Atlanta.
The other play-in tournament game for the West to decide the 8 seed is Memphis hosting Dallas. The whole that line moved, by the way. It was 5.5 earlier. Now it's Memphis minus 6.
Okay, so not so much. You guys loved Dallas. No, Memphis. Yeah. You loved... Wait a second. What's the line in that?
Memphis minus 6. No, we love Dallas getting 6 points.
Dallas getting 6.
But if John Morant wasn't going to play...
That's what it was.
Right.
But even if he does play, I mean, if he doesn't play, it's going to go up to 10 or 11.
Yeah.
I think you liked it even if he does play, right? Weren't you saying that Dallas, like 6 points coming off their victory?
No, we were saying that if he's hobbled, we just saw the difference with him before the injury and after the injury. So we tried to get in early on him not being the Ja Morant that we're used to seeing.
You know what the line is Sunday? I don't know if I asked you this yesterday. Boston hosting Orlando.
Oh. 9.5.
And guess, Solana?
12.
13.5.
Wow.
Still go Boston.
Houston's a favorite Sunday night over Golden State.
Home team.
Winning.
1.5.
Oh, I thought you were going to give me a number I couldn't refuse.
Hey, Golden State getting points after their performance in the play-in?
Well, Houston's
that's
not,
almost a number you can't refuse.
Houston, they're not terrible. It's like, okay, like Houston and OKC we don't respect because they haven't been great in the past, but they're great. Like, they're very, very good this year. They're the next
agree.
Golden State.
But I watched Steph and Jimmy in their one play-in game, yeah. And I don't know, getting points with those two.
I'd probably go Golden State, honestly. That's Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday night.
What a weekend.
WrestleMania.
Best weekend in sports.
Best weekend in sports.
Can you bet on WrestleMania? I don't think you can on the Hard Rock app because I think Florida does not allow gambling on anything that could have, you know, a predetermined outcome.
But why would you?
Why would you bet on WrestleMania?
Yeah, no joke. Like, I'm
why
curious.
Why wouldn't you?
To win money.
Why wouldn't you? I bet on anything I can watch on TV.
But it's fake, no?
I bet on House Hunters. If I could bet House 1, 2, or 3, oh, my God. I have fun without betting on that show. I would bet on that show in a heartbeat.
Janine's going with the desert. The
right?
Desert disgrace.
My God, give me House 2 at plus 250.
I hate the house nicknames, though.
Casa Alligator.
I hate the house nicknames.
What?
All right, so you have NBA playoffs. Inter-Miami plays tomorrow as well. They're in Columbus. Marlins are in Philadelphia. They'll play. We're less than a week away from the NFL draft. And finally, gentlemen, crispy chicken nuggets return next Thursday, the same day as the NFL draft, to Taco Bell. And the plan is to keep the crispy chicken nuggets on the menu at Taco Bell. They came.
I guess it did well enough.
It was a huge hit.
Yeah, I don't understand that. If I'm going to get, I mean, there's literally 50,000 places I can get chicken nuggets. So why would I get them at Taco Bell?
You ever had a Taco Bell burger?
Back when they had it?
Have they ever had it? It doesn't make
they
sense.
Have had it. Don't know they had it.
Taco Bell had it.
It was more like it was kind of like a sloppy Joe because it was the taco beef. So it wasn't formed into a patty, but it was like a sloppy Joe.
Really?
They had that it was called the Bell Burger.
Wow.
Well, you got to stay in your lane a little bit.
I don't know. I disagree with you guys because let's say I'm in the mood for a quesadilla. But instead of getting french fries or instead of getting a soft taco with it, I'll get a 5-piece crispy chicken nuggets or tenders. Now I have a quesadilla and chicken tenders. Best of both worlds. That's fire.
What else is fried at Taco Bell?
But it doesn't make any sense. What do you mean best of both worlds? What worlds? And then you're just saying that it's like a common side dish instead of fries. What are you doing there?
No, it's not a common side dish. I'm just saying maybe I'm in the mood for some chicken tenders. But
right,
not
but
necessarily
maybe you're in the mood for fish sticks. Like, I don't understand what you're saying.
It's just a great idea that
you is
can
it?
Go, yeah, you can go get a burrito, but I can also get chicken tenders. You can go get.
Right, but you could go to a restaurant also and have all those choices.
Okay,
I'm not.
But
you can go to Cheesecake Factory and get a burrito or chicken tender.
In other words, chicken tenders have been put in this box.
All right, you cannot continue.
Okay.
I am. I have to pull the plug.
Okay.
I enjoyed talking with Matt Mervis so much that I cannot put up with this anymore.
Chicken nuggets really haven't done this right.
You guys aren't ready for that one yet.
Bring it back. Roll it back around this summer. We'll have a
what if I'm at
weeks.
KFC, Solana, and I'm in the mood for sherbet?
Yeah, that's
sherbet.
Jimmy, I will jump through this video screen.
The more options, the better, is what you're saying.
At a restaurant, not a Taco Bell. That I'm with you. The more options, I love Maggie McFly's and Boca Cheesecake Factory, where they have a million menu items. Not a Taco Bell.
I got IBS. Taco Bell's off my list forever.
I actually think Taco Bell is actually what's the opposite of that?
Taco Bell?
Yeah.
No,
locks you up a little bit. Yeah.
No. I just had to go to the bathroom and embarrass my daughter inside of a public park while playing basketball.
Oh, I mean, how could you do that? I have vivid nightmares. That happened to me once. I had taken DJ when he was young to play frisbee golf at some park in like Deerfield Beach. I must have taken a laxative or something the night before, because I don't know what we're literally playing frisbee golf. And it couldn't have been 10 years old. I'm like, I have to go find a bathroom. I have to. And I believe I was this close to shutting down Deerfield Beach the way the Fukushima nuclear plant in Japan shut down that entire city there for years, or Chernobyl. They literally had Deerfield Beach City Commission meetings to see if the city could withstand what happened at that frisbee golf course.
I told Asia, or Ava, keep shooting free throws. I'll be back. No air condition. So now it's hot because it's this time of year. So now I'm sweating. Kids are walking in there, rattling the door.
Occupied.
Occupied. Daddy, the big black guy's in there, huh? What did you just say to your father? Yeah. That was this morning. This just happened. IBS, man. Yeah. Nobody respects
that's why you
IBS.
Need Taco Bell. Taco Bell will help you, actually.
Nobody It'll wants that dog food wrapped up in a nacho.
It they will know. Help you.
No. Yeah,
nobody, just about everybody.
I know we're up against it, and I swore to myself last night I wouldn't reveal this information to you guys, but what the hell? Remind me later to tell you about my plunger incident last night at my new home.
Excellent radio tease.
I can't wait. I'm writing this down.
All right. Anything else, Solana? I mean, write that down for the 4 o'clock hour, Jimmy.
I swore to myself. I looked at myself in the mirror. I said, don't tell Hawk and Crowder. Whatever.
Self, this goes to the grave between you and me.
We know about the enema, bro. Just, you'd be free now.
Yeah, it's all, it's all got to be better than that.
That's a good point. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy. Tonight the lows are going to be in the 70s. That is your weather.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Don't catch no chicken. Don't make no stew.
Hawk and Crowder.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, Chris Whittingham is joining us here. Chris Whittingham, soccer broadcaster for CBS and MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. Inter Miami plays the Columbus Crew tomorrow at 4:30 at the Cleveland Browns Stadium. That match is live on MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. Also, Whitty will be on the call tomorrow on MLS Season Pass for the New England-New York City match. He'll be on the call Sunday for AC Milan and Atalanta.
Well done.
Atalanta.
Well done.
Whittingham is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. How is the attendance for the Inter Miami Chicago Fire match at Soldier Field?
Yeah, it was another record. It was the all-time record for the Chicago Fire, who've been playing in Soldier Field intermittently since the 1990s. So this is a club that has obviously had a lot of soccer history. They won their first ever season in MLS, and yet they set their record. It's one of a few records that Inter Miami have set as a traveling road show. 62,358 at Soldier Field. Unfortunately, they were treated to a nil-all draw, but it was really great just to see that atmosphere and a Chicago team that's actually a bit reborn this year. The former U.S. men's national team coach, Greg Berhalter, is in charge there in Chicago now. So they've been trying to get going for a while. They're an original. As being in the Chicago market, they should be one of the big clubs in MLS, but these are the kind of moments that'll be good for them to build on.
Is there anyone in MLS that can outdraw Messi? And obviously the answer is no, but what about worldwide? Is there anyone who can outdraw Messi?
I don't think so. I mean, we're seeing Cristiano Ronaldo play right now in Saudi Arabia, and incredibly, attendance has gone down since he joined the league and the
How's
club that he joined. I think it's one of those where they've invested in the Saudi Pro League significantly, and maybe ticket prices have gone up. I don't know. I don't know the dynamics of attendance in Saudi Arabia, but they have gone down. The average attendance has gone down for the club that he joined, and there hasn't really been a boom of attendance. I think that the American market is just unique in terms of, wait, who's coming to town? And it's so funny because whenever, you know, I look up the news for Inter Miami, whenever we do these interviews, I always check, I just search Inter Miami or I search Lionel Messi, and the news is always from the market that he's going to. So this week I looked it up and the local TV stations in Cleveland are saying, hey, Lionel Messi's coming to town this weekend. And there is just this apparatus around the star building, around the hoopla and everything that's being around Lionel Messi. And it's the third time since he's joined MLS that they've set some kind of attendance record at a major NFL stadium. They had more than 70,000 in at Arrowhead when they played Sporting Kansas City there last year. They had more than 60,000 for the Chicago game. They set the all-time record for a soccer game in New England, 65,000 at Gillette Stadium. It is just one of those things where when he shows up to the traveling roadshow, people come. People come. And
how many are they expecting tomorrow for the Columbus game?
So it's interesting because obviously it is a little bit of a schlep from Columbus to Cleveland. It's about a 2-hour drive. And actually, it's a tiny bit controversial as well because the fans want to have a home game in their home city. But the one thing that these two clubs have in common is that the Cleveland Browns and Columbus Crew are both owned by the Haslam family. And so it's basically, well, I own the building. Let's try and see if we can't fit 67,000 people. I think they're going to try and have a go at selling the place out. I think they might even come close. Wow. Considering that Cleveland has never had an MLS team, they don't even have major representation in the lower divisions. They're a big city that doesn't really have a soccer club. So I imagine the whole thing, an MLS game, Lionel Messi all coming to Cleveland, they're going to try and sell the place out, and I wouldn't be shocked if they did.
And what Hawk just went over, he was what, Bournemouth? That's where you went and watched it,
Hawk? Yeah, the Premier League, yeah.
Bournemouth, I was in Spain, and I went to a soccer game. I actually text you, like, where do I need to sit at this soccer game? And it's stupid. It's crazy. Like, a football – could MLS ever build up to that type of thing? You're talking about 67,000, 80,000. Yeah. Like, could MLS ever build to that consistently across America?
Well, I think we're a long way off. I think for the moment, they're kind of setting the target. If you look at the new stadiums that they build, they don't build stadiums that big. The biggest one that what they call soccer-specific stadia is 30,000 in Nashville. So there isn't kind of that idea, but really what happens is that now that Lionel Messi is attracting a completely different demographic than your week-in, week-out soccer viewers, every team is kind of look, okay, where can we play our home game to maximize the opportunity of him being there? Now, we're talking about two teams, at least in New England and Chicago, that play all their home games in an NFL stadium. And it's kind of difficult for those clubs to regularly sell out those stadia. If you look at New England, they're happy getting 30,000 in, which is still a lot of empty seats. But for this opportunity, you try and maximize everything. So Columbus went to a different stadium. A lot of other teams would go to those different stadiums. But really, for me, there is kind of this boom moment that's still waiting to happen for what you're talking about, for every team to basically go to their local college stadium or their local NFL stadium and say, we think we can fill out your building every week, or we think we can build a stadium that's that big and sell it out every week. I still think we're a little bit of a ways off from that. It's just different, the MLS model right now. But if there's ever a moment after the 26th World Cup or World Cups to come after that, that all of a sudden there's this enormous demand, you better believe that they'll start building stadiums that big.
Just as an aside, because Crowder earlier today used the word brackish to describe water, which is a fantastic word. Do you suggest that the plural to stadium is stadia?
Yes, I've heard that word.
Wow,
before.
That's fascinating to me.
Hey man, when Chris blew up and now he's doing international games and traveling, I worked with him on Dolphin pregame. He's getting a little high class here. He's learning.
Okay, brackish. leave a few words for the rest of us. Stadia. Yes, this form is also acceptable as the plural for stadium, particularly in more formal or technical contexts. That is fascinating. I'm going to use that. Remember when we had Tom Garfinkel on several times and he kept using ingress and egress? Oh, do I use that when I'm going to a game, a concert?
We both yes. love a bit of ingress and egress.
Ingress and egress. I could talk about that all day long. Now I can add stadia to my arsenal.
I'm surprised you never heard that before. You actually made me doubt myself. I had to Google it, but apparently it's the more Latin form of the word.
I love that. Crowder, do you know the difference between shrimp, prawns, or crawfish?
Yes, I do. Shrimp. Prawn's a big-ass shrimp, and a crawfish is a little swamp roach.
That's what I said, right? Because we were talking about it off the air. So crawfish, because yesterday was National Crawfish Day, that's like a bottom dweller, right?
Yeah, and I was just in Baton Rouge, and they have big fields of these crawfish fields, and it's like a foot of water, and they have all these little metal traps everywhere. I love crawfish.
How do you eat it, though?
Boil. You boil them, shuck and
dive. Right, but in a, like, could you get a crawfish po' boy? Or yes. Is it?
You can get a crawfish poi boy fried. It's etouffee. It's crawfish and rice with this sauce on it. Like, crawfish is delicious. You got to understand it. Yeah, it lives in mud its whole life.
But when you say it's delicious, like, it's tasty, or you've got to put a ton of stuff on top of it, like butter and pepper?
No, it's sweet. The texture's amazing. It's like, lobsters. Like in,
but do you have to get the meat out of the shell, or you just eat it?
So in the Count of Monte Cristo, they were giving the prisoners lobsters because they called them sea roaches.
Yeah.
Why does everyone so smart on this segment? The Count of Monte Cristo, I thought that was a sandwich at Denny's.
Hey, Aristotle once said that I don't know. I had no idea.
Oh, man, you finished that sentence. What a segment this would have been for you, Crowder. I was taking
the landing. He almost pulled a Gary Strug on us.
I appreciate, Hawk, that you just so matter-of-factly said, oh, yeah, yesterday was National Crawfish Day. Of course, because it goes without saying.
That's everyone the stuff I know. That's the stuff I know. You can wax poetic on messy.
I presume the top of your every rundown includes whatever national day it is every single day.
I can tell you, today is Ski Mask the Slump God's birthday. I texted that to my son the moment I saw the show
who that this is. Afternoon.
You don't know Ski Mask the Slump God?
I do not.
Anyway, real quickly, Whittingham, before we run out of time here, have you ever spoken with Leo Messi? Because I remember one of the only criticisms I heard last season was that he does not speak with local Miami media, and obviously you're national media, but the guys who cover Inter Miami, I remember there being some criticism that they just have no access to him. Have you spoken to him, and is that something that needs to change, or no, he's about to sell out an NFL stadium. Why would it need to change?
Yeah, it is one of those things where I think there would be a little bit more coverage, maybe particularly locally, if he did kind of a regular press conference more often. He did a press conference when he first joined, and I don't think he's done one since. But it is one of those things where it kind of marches to the beat of his own drum here. You can't really make him do it if he doesn't want to do it, because there is this demand for everywhere he goes. He doesn't even have to do the interviews, and he'll kind of do his handpicked interviews. He actually did one today that was released. I've seen a lot of headlines about it where I think he talked about how a big part of the reason why he's in Miami is because of the family considerations. It wasn't because of soccer or football. It was because he wanted to live in a place that his family wanted to be in, and maybe Saudi Arabia wasn't that place for him. But I do think it is one of those things where it would help just sort of to get even more attention than it gets. But like you said, we're talking about records of NFL stadiums being sold out. Like, it's not
right.
It's not an enormous demand at the moment. He'll do kind of his one or two post-game Apple TV interviews every now and again, but for the most part, it's just kind of a personal, it's a bit harsh to use language like sort of a recluse, but he's just kind of a guy who keeps to himself. He goes about his business and doesn't really particularly care for media spotlight.
And if you don't have to, then why should you have every statement you make parsed the way that we do with athletes?
Which everything that he says is parsed at that level.
Right. Right.
But Hawk, remember when he went to Publix and had to leave his wife and kids because it got too crazy? Like, I understand. He's stupid. He's LeBron.
But LeBron, famous. Too. But LeBron has to speak to the media. I mean, it's just part of the league rules.
Yeah. There was also when he first bought his new house in Fort Lauderdale on the water, there were like people going by on boats because they knew it was his house and trying to stop by the back of it. Like, there is a level of even like LeBron level fame. We can have the fame conversation, but I think Messi is a level of famous even beyond LeBron James. Like, it is that level of everything that he says, everything that he does has that level of scrutiny and attention. So I understand sort of his and it also, you sort of mentioned that demand. It is one of those things that is part of the NBA culture. It isn't really a part of European soccer culture. You're
like
kind of
post-game press conferences and all that stuff.
Everything is whatever you want to do. So there's a mix zone that you walk by. There's a bunch of reporters standing there. If you want to talk to them, you can, but you don't have to. And most players choose not to. So it really is kind of dependent on what is your level of desire for attention. And the difference between Messi and Ronaldo is Messi wants no attention. Ronaldo wants all of it. Like, those are the two. Like, that's a major difference between them. And so Messi just kind of goes about his business.
Chris,
send me the address. I got a little skiff. I'll ride over there. And
Chris Whittingham again. So Inter Miami plays Columbus Crew tomorrow. That's 4:30, and the match is live on MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. Whitty will be on the call tomorrow. MLS Season Pass for the New England New York City match. Thank you, Witty.
Thanks, guys.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Throw the spinner!
Hawk and Crowder.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.